Welcome to the Wise Life Podcast. My name's Dina Morris and I'm a yoga teacher and hypnotherapist here to help you get the best out of life, sharing tools, tips and tactics for powerful aging with wisdom and joy. Good morning. This week's episode is all about making choices and choices for ourselves as we progress through our lives. And I'm going to look at menopause for an example here because it's one of the big milestones for women as we progress through our lives. And it's one that comes banked with emotion. And there's nothing like emotion for colouring how we make choices and sometimes just throwing this curtain in front of our rationality and just making it very difficult for us to see the woods for the trees. As you are no doubt aware, all women at some point are going to go through the menopause, and whether you're 23, 33, 43 or 53, this episode is relevant for you, I guess, because the younger you are, the more time you have to think about the choices that you're going to make as you transition through this period in your life. All women move through the menopause sooner or later, and that transforming time varies greatly from woman to woman. The menopause that you have is not necessarily going to be the menopause that your mother has. That's a huge assumption that we make, that if it's one thing for our mum, it's going to be the same for us. I know I made that choice, that thought, as I was moving through, and I didn't consider that a lot of things that were happening for me were anything to do with menopause. Now I'll come to that in a bit. So just to give you some context of how not alone you are on this subject, right now, there are around 13 million women going through the menopause in the UK today. And those figures come from the British Menopause Society. And 3 of 5 women say the symptoms that they experience seriously impact on their lives. And that's according to the Newson Clinic, which is in Stratford-upon-Avon, in Warwickshire in the UK, and is recognised as a leading UK centre for menopause support for women. Now, my journey through menopause was no easy ride, as I think I've earlier alluded to, but at the time I would have shrugged and just said everything was fine. And that's because I hadn't considered that the exhaustion and some of the anxiety symptoms that I was experiencing were related to menopause, and I certainly thought that everything was due to my lack. It hadn't occurred to me that some tasks that I was finding ridiculously difficult had anything to do with something other than what I believed was my inability to do the simplest things. And I used to get really frustrated about how I couldn't do stupid simple tasks. I could do complex stuff, but things like getting the right letter in the right envelope, which I know just sounds ridiculous, couldn't do it. Couldn't get things to print out properly, aligned properly. It used to drive me crackers, absolutely crackers. And it hadn't occurred to me that this was brain fog. I hadn't even heard of brain fog. Back then, I thought menopause was just about hot flushes. And now I know that while they are a symptom, they are just one of many that you may experience. There were no leaflets handed out at my doctor's surgery, and it never came up in conversations. I just thought I knew the facts when I really didn't. And that's precisely why I'm so passionate about menopause yoga now. And menopause yoga aims to help women in a yoga setting, but offering pointers to up-to-date facts and knowledge that offer choices and practices that we can use to help ourselves. because I didn't have menopause yoga in my city at that time. I don't think it was even a thing then. My choices were based on what turned out to be old science. I'd seen, when I think about it, a fictional program, and I thought that that must be based on truth. Now, I can sit here and think rationally, you're watching something that's fiction. Why do you think that applies to reality? But when we're watching television or we're watching a film, we're in some very light trance state, and that information just sinks into our subconscious and sits there. And our subconscious isn't very good at telling the difference between what is true and what is fiction sometimes. So yeah, I was walking around with a lot of knowledge and making a lot of choices which were not based on fact. They were based on how I'd emotionally reacted to something that I'd watched, which was actually fictitious. My menopause symptoms weren't physically dramatic, but the changes went on for me during that time were really quite extraordinary when I look back. I'm also aware that the changes that we go through during that time aren't always physical. Frequently, they are emotional. And if, like me, you were watching fiction and thinking that somehow that was something that you should be basing your choices on in your reality, that gives you an idea of what's going on. It might be worth just having a think about what's going on in your life just now. You may not link them to menopause or perimenopause, but that doesn't mean that there isn't some kind of interconnection. We are holistic creatures. We are not two-dimensional in any way, shape or form, and what goes on for us is not linear. It is not necessarily cause and effect. So just to give you an idea of what happened to me during that time, between 49 and 53, my life was tipping about so fast when I look back, it felt like I was living in a snow globe. To start with, I was diagnosed with stage 3 arthritis in my hip that required an immediate joint replacement. Now, I've been told I had stage 1 arthritis, and the dramatic pain and discomfort, which was getting increasingly intense, was just something that I was supposed to be living with. Because I was going through perimenopause and emotionally I was pretty exhausted a lot of the time, I wasn't standing up to my doctor and saying, look, I know my body. I was just assuming that they knew what they were talking about. And it was only when somebody looked back at my first x-ray and went, whoa, that there, that's a cyst. I think that's burst. I think your what was by then a pretty profound limp. My running hobby was way behind me at that time. He was saying, I think that profound limp, that's got everything to do with that cyst bursting. And we went for an MRI scan. It turned out I had bone on bone rubbing, and as you can imagine, extraordinarily painful. And it was immediate joint replacement time. I had about 2 weeks, I think, to get everything together, and I was in hospital. Now, getting it done that fast was no bad thing, but my inability to stand up for myself at that time and speak to my doctor with authority and clarity and not bursting into tears every 2 minutes was largely due to the fact that I was in perimenopause at that point. My overwhelm was a frequent visitor, and I remember talking to a colleague and saying, just feels like premenstrual syndrome has moved into my life permanently. It's like I never get an off week. So it was ridiculously intense. And I found it really hard to focus on those fiddly day-to-day tasks, as I mentioned earlier. And yet, looking back, I wasn't attributing any of this to menopause because I had no leaflets, no information, and while I don't expect us to be handed stuff on a plate, I wasn't aware I should even be looking. Looking back, I can see my life would have been so much easier if I'd had more facts at my fingertips. But it doesn't have to be like that for you, and it doesn't have to be like that for anyone, because we're now much, much more vocal about talking about menopause in the UK. There's been some amazing programs on television recently, and I'm so hoping that that movement forward keeps going. We're very good in this country of making a lot of noise and then everything just going quiet again. We need to just keep pushing forward and keeping the momentum moving. Having leaflets in doctor's surgeries that lay out clearly what menopause is, when it starts, what to look for, and what our choices are, whether we choose HRT or we choose different therapies that are there for us, knowing what our options are is the best way to make a rational choice for yourself. So here are three things that you could do to empower your menopause. First, attending a menopause yoga workshop or retreat or classes where you can explore postures, breathwork, and meditations that can help you manage some of your menopause symptoms is a great first step. It gives you, it's so empowering to know that how you move your body and think about your body and consider your body can make a big step forward for you in terms of looking after your own well-being. Learning from experts before you talk to anyone, I think, is a really strong step forward, and the UK has some excellent resources now. I mentioned the Newson Clinic earlier, and Dr. Louise Newson's website and podcast are just two that you could look for. You just have to start Googling, really. There are also some great Facebook groups that you can join, and there's some wonderful online communities on Instagram as well. So have a good dig about. See if you can find people who know what's going on for you, because they're experiencing it as well. Another option or choice I would suggest is talk with your friends and share your knowledge and experience, or find an online community where you can meet women facing similar issues who understand. Whichever route you choose, talking about your health to health professionals from a place of informed ideas about what you want is going to be much easier for you. And I'd suggest just like writing down what you've discovered so you can refer to it when you're talking to your health professional. There's nothing more disarming than your doctor turning around to you and saying, "So what do you want?" If you can sit there and say, "Well, as I understand it, these are my choices, and I'd like to try this, or I'd like to try that. What do you think?" Then you're going to have a much easier conversation. And as we know, GPs in the UK, they don't have a great deal of time with patients. So being able to talk to your doctor in a concise way is just going to help the process so much more. Brain fog loves moments when we're emotionally charged. That's when it loves to strike. So that idea of making some notes where you can speak concisely about what you need to focus on and what you're talking about is so much easier when you've got deep personal issues to share with somebody who you don't know intimately. It's hard to have these conversations within your family group. Talking to complete strangers about it can feel really hard. But, you know, we can do hard things. Having a little rehearsal before you have the conversation always helpful, I think. I do hope you found this information useful. If you'd like to try menopause yoga, I have a mini retreat happening next Sunday, which is going to be the 27th of June. It's a mini home retreat, so we're doing it via Zoom. So it allows you to keep everything very cozy at home for yourself. All you need is a room where you're not going to be interrupted for a few hours. And if you'd like to start menopause yoga in person, then I am running a 6-week course in Eastbourne starting in August. And there's some details on my website if you look at menopause yoga. If you've got questions, then the best place to DM me is on Instagram at dina.morris. That's Dina, D-E-A-N-A, .morris. And if you want to know more about the Newson Clinic and some wider facts about menopause, if you look for their website, and I'll put the details in the show notes, that's a really good start. And the Menopause Society has some really supportive information as well. I hope you found this episode useful. And if you've got any questions, then you can DM me on Instagram at dina.morris. That's dena.morris. Or you can drop me an email, and the details are on the website. I hope you have a wonderful week. And here we are at the end of another edition of the Wise Life podcast. If you found this content useful, I would be very grateful if you could support this podcast by giving me a 5-star rating. And if you've got the time, a review would be amazing. And please, if you have suggestions for podcast topics, I'd love to hear them. Just DM me on Instagram at dina.morris, and have a great week.